We're in Tzivot Shalom on Parsha Mishpatim. We're on page Kuf Ayin Zayin on the piece of Anshe Kodesh Tihiyun Li. So the pasuk in this week's Parsha says, V'Anshe Kodesh Tihiyun Li. Hashem says to the Klal Yisrael that you're going to be a holy people to me. Itav Mechelta, it says in the Medrash, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Kishatem Kidoshim, Hari Atem Shali. So the Medrash understands the pasuk as follows. Not that you should just be a holy people to me, but rather, Anshei Kodesh, if you're Anshei Kodesh, once you're Anshei Kodesh, once you make yourselves into individuals of Kedusha, once you bring Kedusha into your lives, then Tiyuli, then you'll be mine, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harei Atem Shali, then you will be to me. Vadikduk, this is learned out, meaning all of Chazal is making diukim on psukim. So, how do they understand this from the phrasing of the pasuk? V'adiyukum yutar omran li. The diuk is from the fact that it seems to be an extra word here in the word li. What should it have said? Hayalo shehayalo lamar v'anshe kodesh tihiyun. Be a people of kedusha. What does it mean v'anshe kodesh tihiyun li? Al kein nifareish v'anshe kodesh. You should be anshe kodesh. When will you be anshe kodesh? Im tiyu anshe kodesh. If you will be anshe kodesh, then tiyun li. Then you'll be to me. Then you will be mine. As tiyashili tiyu devukim b'ashem yibrach. Then you'll be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al derech zeh yish nifareish hane'emar b'dvar Hashem kodem kabbalat Torah. Through this we can explain that which it says in Dvar Hashem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says before Kabbalah Satorah, V'atem tiyu li mamlechat kohanim v'goy kadosh. You should be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy people. Shegam kan tevat li miyutaret l'chorah. So too, in this pasuk, a much more well-known pasuk, the word li also seems to be extraneous. Shaya daibo amro v'atem tiyu mamlechat kohanim v'goy kadosh. You will be a nation of priests and a holy people. Ela hakavana v'atem tiyu li, you will be to me. Im ritzonchem liot shali, if you want to be me, if you want to be li, aleichem liot mamlechat kohanim v'goy kadosh. The only way to be my people is to be a kingdom of priests and a holy people. As to you shali, then you will be mine. Or perusha michilta. Perush Mamlechet Kohanim Ne'emru Kama Perushim. And in terms of Mamlechet Kohanim, what does it mean that we're supposed to be a kingdom of Kohanim? There are many different explanations. V'Rashi Mefresh, Rashi says Kohanim Sarim V'hainu. What does that mean? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bachar B'Yisrael Liyot Ha'am Nifchar. God chose the Jewish people to be His chosen nation. V'amar Lahem, and He said to those people, He said to us, V'atem Tilu Mamlechet Kohanim, you will be to me a kingdom of priests. Mifchar Ha'anushiyut, anshei ruach hama'ala she'in lehem shayachu levrim pechotim v'shvalim. You're going to be raised up. You're going to be sarim. You're going to be above all others. You're the most choicest of peoples. You have a spirit that's higher up, that you don't have any connection to that which is low, to that which is less. V'goy kadosh. That's the next word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a sentence, so either it's the end of the last sentence or the beginning of the next sentence. So what does it mean, V'goy Kadosh? Meaning, is introducing the phrase V'goy Kadosh as the end of that pasuk. Al HaKedusha, whose Haru Yisrael, Pa'amim Rabot Me'od. The concept of Bnei Yisrael needing to be Kadosh is mentioned many, many times. Kemo Shematzinu B'Torah Harbet Sivuyim. We see in the Torah many different times that we're commanded, Al Kedoshim to you, that we're commanded to be Kadosh. V'it Kadashtem, V'item Kedoshim. That we're told, sanctify yourselves and you will be Kadosh. U'v'farashat Kedoshim Bilvad Ne'amru Gimel Asarot Al Kedusha. In the Parsha of Kedoshim to you, in the middle of Sefer Vayikra, we're told three times to be Kadosh. Shebe'emet hareze lo amur al mitzvot shechiyuvan mifurash batorah ela kadesh asmecha b'mutar lecha. Meaning that this concept of needing to be kadosh, this concept of this tzivoy, of this chiyuv, of kidoshim tiyu, is not necessarily about being kadosh in doing the mitzvot and fulfilling the Torah, but rather it's its own unique tzivoy. It's a separate tzivoy to be kadosh. In what way can one be kadosh if one's not necessarily, if it's not explicitly by doing a mitzvah, if it's not explicitly by being engaged in Limud Torah? So how can one be kadosh beyond that? So that's the heart and soul of what we've talked about in this chabur over the years so many times. And the Ramban in Parshat Kedoshim on the spot is the one who brings this up, in at least on the Rishonim in that area, is the concept of kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lecha. not just to follow the mitzvot and be kadosh by doing the mitzvot and by learning Torah, not just in that way, but kadesh asmecha b'mutar lecha. Be kadosh even within the things that are mutter to you. Take those aspects of the physical world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can do with as you wish, and transform them into opportunities for kedusha. The classic examples that one of the two classic examples that the Ramban there gives and that are emphasized all over in terms of issues of kedusha, which we talk about also here a lot, is the concept of kedusha ta'achila, of kedusha by eating, right? For those who are newer, that it's a very interesting thing that the two primary categories of kedusha in Judaism, and it's one of the few times you can say in Judaism in a way where like really everybody's on the same page, are two ways: are in the relationship between men and women in general, to be kadosh, to stay away from arayos and proper relationships in the context of husband and wife, and in achila. Those are the two things. What's the raya for that? Where does that come up? So first of all, in the Rambam, in the Arach HaZaka, in the Mishnah Torah, so he has a sefer called Sefer HaKadusha. And in Sefer HaKadusha, there are only two topics. There's three sections, but there's only two topics. Those two things. There are illicit relations and machalot asirot. That's it. Relationships between men and women and food. And so too, all of the Svarma Kedoshim, all of the Bali Chassidut, Bali Kabbalah, when they talk about Kedusha, Kedusha is always in these two areas more than any other area. It's in the area of relationships between men and women and food. So we'll talk about food, and one can make connections to the other areas as well. So by food, think about it. You have a piece of food in front of you. And the food is kosher. You've gotten past the baseline, the basic place of what you need. The food is kosher. I fulfilled my need for it to be kosher. I'm not being overloaded to say. Even more than that, I'm going to say a bracha. I've done my mitzvah to say, midirabanan, say a bracha on the food. Right? So now I can eat it. Not only can I eat it, I can eat as much as I want. The Torah doesn't define achila anywhere beyond that. The uniqueness by achila, one of the endless steps of where to add kedusha by achila, is that from the moment after that bracha, the kedusha that happens in that act of achila is entirely up to me. What foods I choose to eat? Do I choose to eat healthy foods that are going to uplift me and push me into greater levels of Avodas Hashem? Or am I going to eat foods that are negative for me, going to harm my body, pull me down, and drag me down to the physical world? Am I going to eat until I can't breathe until I might do Achilas Gasa, so that's Aser. Am I going to eat just till right before Achilas Gasa because I want to enjoy as much as I can enjoy? Or am I eating just to energize myself? Am I eating for the purpose of servicing my immediate, temporary, physical pleasures for my instant gratification? Or am I eating in a way that's trying to give hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That whole realm doesn't exist in halacha because the food is kosher, I said my bracha. So, al pi mitzvot, my avodat Hashem ended. That what he's claiming is, and the Ramban again on Kedoshim to you and Parsha Kedoshim brings this up as well, and then all of the Sifrei Chassidut and Kabbalah talk about this, that the avoda of coming next and elevating in that realm is once you're past that, once you're now in the totally subjective realm of the self, where you're not confined, restricted, or dictated to by any mitzvot or any specific avodas Hashem, how do I then transform what is inherently a selfish act of feeding my physical desires and pleasures with instant gratification of food that tastes fantastic, and serving my taste buds, and serving my stomach, and serving myself, and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's no explicit Avodas Hashem here, my whole reality is you, my whole life is you, I'm lovesick for you always, and all I want to do is give to you, and I'm going to work to transform this act of achila, which can be a totally selfish act, and transform it into a totally selfless act. Turn it into something which is all about Olam Hazeh and the here and now, and transform it into a chelek and Olam Haba by turning it into a Avodas Hashem. It's that stark of a difference. That's the command of Kedoshim to you. That's Vatem Tilu Mamecha Kohanim Vega Kadosh. That the mitzvot, Avodas Hashem, doesn't begin and end with mitzvot. The way that I like to describe it, we've given this mashal before, but the way that I like to describe it, it resonates with me, I hope. And somebody who was listening on the other side of the machita the last time came over to me, actually, afterward. Not in this one. There was somebody who was after davening one time. He said it resonated with it as well. It's, in my mind, that's the kind of way that I've always imagined is, you know, you could be the biggest mamin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, but if you don't do mitzvot, you're not in the building of Judaism. Torah and mitzvot is what defines whether or not you're within the structure, within the reality of Judaism, within the reality of Avodas Hashem. If you're somebody who's the biggest mamin in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but you don't follow Torah and mitzvot, so you're a chote, and your relationship with God is complicated, and hopefully it'll get figured out, but you're not in the building. Torah and mitzvot get you in the door. But if you spend your whole life, just thinking about the nuances of how to properly complete Torah and mitzvot, and totally miss the fact that the goal of Torah and mitzvot, I think we talked about this in last week's Yisivo Shalom, that the whole goal of Torah and mitzvot, we did talk about this in last week's Yisivo Shalom, the whole goal of Torah and mitzvot, speaking of, we referenced last week's Yisivo Shalom, that the whole goal of Torah and mitzvot is to get close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to start flying my Avodas Hashem, then you're going to spend your whole life in the lobby. It may be a beautiful lobby, it may be a glorious lobby, it's the lobby of Torah, Mitzvot, and Avodas Hashem. That's great. But if you really want to start to be Oleh, to start to go up, to start to raise yourself up in your Avodas Hashem, if you can spend your life in the lobby, but if you want to start exploring that building, seeing all the rooms, seeing the dining hall, seeing the glorious building that it is, getting to the penthouse with the glorious views of what it means, if you really want to get there, that's all what you put into the mitzvot. That's the kiddushah that we bring to the mitzvot. That's the kavanah that we bring into the mitzvot. That's all above and beyond the mitzvot. That's the Zohar HaKadosh, which says very beautifully, the Zohar which says, unbelievable Zohar, only the Zohar could phrase it in such a way, that Avat Hashem and Yirat Hashem are the godfin of a mitzvah. That Avat Hashem and Yirat Hashem are the wings of a mitzvah. Your mitzvah can be dead and lying on the ground. They can stay in the lobby. What makes them fly? What brings them up? What makes them fly up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's the Kavanah, that's the Avodas Hashem. Same thing here, we're saying on an even deeper level. I mean, that's by all mitzvot. By all mitzvot, there's a necessity of Kavanah. By all mitzvot, what makes them real, what makes them fly to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Kavanah that we pour in, is what we really bring to the mitzvah. What we really bring to the mitzvah. But especially in those realms, where it doesn't even seem like there's any Avodas Hashem to be had, and especially in those realms where it doesn't seem like there's any Avodas Hashem to be had, and, like, I feel like I've already done it, and everything from here on out could be totally selfish, particularly in the realms of Achila and Ben Ish L'Isha, then if I transform it to being about the other, then if I transform it about being giving, thinking only about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, thinking only about the other, that's true Kedusha. Mazik Kedusha, Bikaron Mazik Kedusha, in essence, what is Kedusha? Mazik Kedushin. What's Kiddushin?
To separate.
Well, Kiddushin really means marriage, but it means marriage because it means to separate. Excellent. It means to separate. Where I'm separating myself entirely for the other person. I'm separating that other thing entirely. That's the only thing that matters. There's only that singular relationship that exists. What is the holiest place on earth? The Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? Inside the Beit HaMikdash, into the Azara, into the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the Kodesh HaKadosh is the holiest place that is. Holiest place that is. And it's called, using that terminology, Kodesh HaKadosh, back to Kedusha. What's in the center of the Kodesh HaKadosh? We said this also many times. What?
Aron and Luchos.
The Aron and Luchos at the top of the Aron?
Kruvim.
The Kruvim. The two angelic figures representing the relationship between God and Klal Yisrael, facing each other in a loving relationship, gazing into each other's eyes in a place where nobody else belongs. Holy giving to the other constantly. That's the goal of Kedusha. That's Vatem Tilu Amlecha Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And that's why this is all definitional. I mean, the only way for Atem Tilu, the only way, Nesiva Shalom is saying underneath the surface here, the only way you could be for me, the only way that you can be Li, the only way that you can be connected to me is if you're Kadosh. It's if you separate yourself from all goals of the physical world and uplift it and transform it into connection to me. If you let go of your selfish desires, if you let go of all of those things and connect to me, then you'll be a mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. Then you'll be v'anshei kodesh tiyun li. Only if you're anshei kodesh can you be to me. If you're people who's focusing on your, meaning kilu, if you're people that's focusing either on avodah zarah. Avodah Zarah means looking to other gods, not focused on one relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or Ben Ish L'Isha, if you're focused on other people and you're not focused on one singular relationship, all of those things are really saying that I'm focusing on myself, Why is there a concept of paganism in the first place? In paganism, what do? You turn to the god that you need at that particular moment for the thing that you want. There's the rain god and the earth god and the fertility god, right? All these different gods. Why? Because this is what I want right now, so I'm going to turn to that god to get what I want. Paganism is really selfishness. If a person is running around with tons of different people and they're not keeping Kedusha, Bein Ish L'Isha, it's not because they're such a loving person and they care about all of the other people of the opposite gender in the world. No. They want to fulfill their own physical pleasures. It's not about caring about that many other people. It's being totally selfish, and I don't care about you. I don't care about the sanctity of the other. I only care about the pleasure of the self. But food also, again, is the same. It's the same paradigm, meaning when I'm eating, am I thinking about myself or thinking about somebody else? Or am I getting lost in the selfishness? And that's the challenge of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael would do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Kruvim would face each other. And miraculously, when Klal Yisrael would not do Ratzon Hashem, the Kruvim would face away from each other. Because they may have been linked, but they were missing the point. There might have been a Kodesh HaKadoshim, at least for a certain amount of time before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but they were missing the point. They were living in the lobby. They weren't raising themselves up. They weren't raising themselves up. They weren't living a reality of Kedusha. They weren't dedicating their whole being to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Vatem Tilu Mamecha Kol Nivek HaKadosh. That's the essence of what it means that we're connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's the only way we can really be connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is to let go of all of my sense of self and just make myself a kli, open myself up to receive Malchus Hashem. That's the goal. That's the ultimate goal, and that's the goal of Kedusha, of making myself Kadosh. Questions, thoughts, reflections before we go forward? Good. So, yeah, there we go.
No, I mean, it's not like a question you can really answer in one second, but how are you supposed to do that? Like, are we supposed to... I'm saying, like, you gave a little bit of examples when you're eating, but, like, how are you supposed to really be selfless and constantly think about Hashem? Like, we are selfish, so...
100%. I was learning with a chassan recently before his wedding. So before a chassan gets married, I always teach them how to put on a talis, because most of them don't really know how to put on talisim, and they have to start putting on talis when they get married. It's a great chassidish story that when somebody asked the chassidish Rebbe, I'm about to start putting on a talis. What kavana should I have when I put on a talis? What like lofty kavana should I have? So the Rebbe responded to him, have kavana with it. When you put on your talis, when you flip it back, you don't hit the guy behind you with the tzitzis. Right? Kilo, the answer to him was, slowly but surely. The answer is slowly but surely. The answer is which meaning is it, for each person it's personal. That's like asking, you know, in the realm of Bein Ish L'Isha, like, how do I truly give to my spouse? I'll never be able to answer that question for anybody else. Nobody can answer that question for me. It's between me and my spouse. You have to really, really get to know the person and what they need and how to do it and know what your limitations are, know what your strengths are, and how do you work on it. The goal is just to slowly but surely chip away and figure out where the conflicting motivations and the intrinsic desires are that are my own, and how to start peeling them away piece by piece. We live in a post-Eitz HaDaat Tov HaRa reality, where Tov and Ra are intimately interlinked. There's a dot between Tov and Ra itself. How do I start peeling away, layer by layer, like an onion, and peel away the Ra, and start to get to the Tov? Step by step. But it's a slow process that takes a lifetime. Takes a lifetime. It's not meant to be overnight. So first say a bracha. Then say a bracha with kavana. Next time you're standing in front sitting in front of a menu or sitting in front of a cafeteria in a food thing, think for a second, one food. Why am I picking this over that? Maybe one food, you'll pick a little bit of a healthier food. For one second after you start eating with one food, just take a second, and for the first bite with the first explosion of taste in your mouth, think not, wow, this is amazing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you that even though I have to eat, you made it such a pleasurable experience, and every single bit of pleasure that I'm having in a second is just for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And slowly but surely you build. And there's many different Sfarim that talk about, like, the Madregot in Kedusha Vachila, and many Sfarim which also talk about the Madregot in Kedusha Bein Ish L'Isha also. These things take lifetimes to achieve. Lifetimes to achieve. They're not meant to be done in a day. To peel away that sense of self. Not to lose who you are, meaning you can only serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu the way that you can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But how do you, as only you, serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu without being distracted by your unique, personal, selfish, physical desires.
Right.
Not to totally lose yourself, but to push away the parts that are unique to you, that are selfish to you, to leave the part of you that's kadosh in the way that only you can serve a kadosh baruch hu. It's not a nullification of ego to totally remove all sense of I don't exist, it doesn't matter who I am. Only you can do it. But what part of me is that truly altruistic self that's deep within me? And how do I express that self more and more and more altruistically over time? Does that help a little bit?
No, a lot, yeah.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Awesome. It's not specific, but
you know,
it's not meant to be.
I know it wasn't a specific answer. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, tof. Back inside. After the period on the fourth line. Shebamet. Hare. Zelot amor al hamitzvot al mitzvot shechiyuvan miforash b'tara al kadesh mechad mutar lacha. Right, that's what we're up to. It's said about kadesh mechad mutar lacha. Ach haTorah mazhira al kach pa'amim harbe, but the Torah warns us of this and charges us with this many times. Ki yan kedushahu kitznai shehitna kadosh baruch hu mishal. It's like a prerequisite that kadosh baruch hu made with us before even receiving the Torah. She amiti atem tiuli kishetiyu mamlechet kohanim mivchar ha'anushiyut v'goy kadosh. When you become raised above all other people, and you become a kingdom of priests, you become a choice people, you become the most chosen people and a holy people, as to you, Shali, you're going to be mine. By a Jew, Kedusha is the prerequisite. It's the condition upon which we accept the Torah. It's the condition on which we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lefi erech hamahut shel Kedusha sheish bo, that all is according to the amount of Kedusha that there is within it. Meaning, Kilu, and not to, I don't want to retread on everything that we talked about last week, but just to touch, go there for a second, Kilu. If we just do the Torah and the mitzvot and we don't add the Kedusha to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. It's not enough to be Kadosh without mitzvot because then you're not really Kadosh. Again, you can stand outside of the building and jump up and down as much as you want. You're not going to get to the penthouse. Right? You have to be in the building. But if you spend your whole life in the lobby, you're missing the whole point and so much. And this is what were you here last? I just made up that you were because you were in Yitzvot Shalom. Okay, fine. So that we talked about by Yitro in terms of what it means to really be Mekabel the Torah and Birchas the Torah. It's online. It was all last week for Bashar Yitro. But that really getting into the Torah, that Torah and Mitzvot only truly thrive when we're bringing Kedusha to them, when we're bringing Kedusha as relationship. Kedusha is Kedushin, being married to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we're not bringing that to the Mitzvah, we're missing it. If we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaLam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu, etc., if we're focused only on the fruit, if we're focused only on the technicality of the... If all that we're concerned with, which is holy in and of itself, but if we're only concerned with what's the proper order of brachot and which food do I eat first, and we're missing the whole words of Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the source of all bracha in the world. Baruch Atah Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're beyond all. And despite the fact that you're beyond all and you're infinite, Elokeinu, you're in this world and you're connected to us, Elokeinu. Melech HaOlam, you're the king of everything that is. Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav, you, and somebody once gave me this pshat in a beautiful way, and I try at least once a week in a particular mitzvah to try to be mechavin in this. Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were mekadesh us with your mitzvot. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting a ring on our finger every single time we do a mitzvah. He's enacting Kiddushin with us. Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav, with your mitzvot. Your mitzvah is a ring around my finger to bind me to you. Then get into what, then the details of everything else. But the whole beginning of the bracha, we just mumble and forget and we don't get into it. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us is we need to get into the mitzvah. I mentioned this last time, that where do you see the word yotze more so than anywhere else in Israel? Where does the word yotze come up all over the place in Israel in a different form?
Exit.
Yitziah. An exit sign.
Right.
To be yotze a mitzvah is to get out of a mitzvah. The goal of Judaism is to start to get into mitzvot. To be yotzei mitzvah is asking that I fulfill my minimum requirements, that the mitzvah counts, that I get in the lobby. I don't want to be yotzei mitzvot anymore. I want to be nichnas to the mitzvot. I want to get into the mitzvot. That's the kedusha. That's the kavana. That's the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that comes with the mitzvot. All of which, without that, you've yes done something. And when you get up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu after 120, you might see a checklist and everything is checked off with it. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to know you, and you're not going to know him. You're going to be total strangers with a checklist of things that makes you know exactly where your plot in Olam Haba is going to be. Mazel Tov. You're going to live in a cold, dead house. What's the whole point of getting to Olam Haba? It's to live with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's to live in your own Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's to live in your... That's the goal. It's to build your Mikdash Maris, to build your Mishkan Ma'at in this world, in your heart. In this reality, in this world. That's the goal. The mitzvot are a means to an end. Even the Torah. And that was what we said, the Netivot Shalom said that last week, but it's a pashut. The Torah is a means to an end. The goal of the Torah is to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's not doing that, we're misusing the Torah. If it's not doing that, we're not utilizing the Torah for what it's for. The Torah is connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving us the opportunity to become Kadosh. Not just to do mitzvot. Not just to learn. Not just to sit in the base medrash all day and to put our thumbs back and backwards and forwards and to feel like we're the smartest people in the world. Not to sit in a midrasha or to sit in a seminar or sit in whatever it is and to be able to fill up piles and piles of notebooks and to have tons of pieces of information which I may or may not memorize and I may or may not remember. If it's not connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all missing the point. The goal is to bring us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other way to get us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's meant to get us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that balance always needs to be there. Right? Obviously, Kilu, there are other religions which claim love God, and that's the point, and forget everything else. It's not what we're saying. Again, you haven't entered the building without Torah and Mitzvot. But once you've entered the building, why would you want to spend your life in the lobby? Why? What would possess you to do that? There's a whole world to explore of connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the goal is to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to be a little bit more explicit for a moment. In Shir HaShirim, we've mentioned this before also, in Shir HaShirim, it calls the Kodesh HaKadoshim the Cheder HaMatot, the bedroom, the place of pure connectivity, of pure connection with us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not saying that to be lewd, it's saying that because it's the loftiest thing that there is for us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu to become one. The goal is to connect us on every level of being. That's the goal of Torah and Mitzvot. That's the goal of the Beit HaMikdash. That's the goal of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if we're doing it and we're only engaging our mental capacities to try to memorize stuff, to know stuff, to know what happens when my ox scores your ox, when I break down that wall, or even what order of brachas to say, when I'm trying to say an order of brachas, do I say Mizonos first or the Shakel first? What if the Shivat HaMinim at the table of Vachule? Those things are all important and need to be done because if not, you're not in the building. But you haven't begun to explore until you start to bring in the Kedusha to the mitzvah. That's really what it's about. Those are just the entrance. That's just how to get in. If not, you're getting out. If not, you're in Yitziah. If not, you're just being Yotze. You're not getting in. The goal is to get in. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, the deepest of chambers, to try to get deeper and deeper and deeper into ourselves, to reach that truly altruistic place in the self, the giving place in the self, the place of Ahava in the self. The goal is to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what we're striving for. That's in the top of the towers, that Kodesh HaKadoshim that we're striving to achieve. Tov?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I always thought that learning Torah lishma meant like learning Torah just for the sake of Torah.
There are many different definitions of Torah lishma because it is a vague term. Torah for its name, for its sake, for itself. Or for Shem Hashem. Unclear. I'm saying that there are legitimate different interpretations. But if you're learning it simply for the sake of learning Torah, it means you're doing it without any selfish inclination. So then what are you doing it for? If it's purely for the Torah's sake, am I involved? No, it's not about me. It's not selfish. It's totally for the Torah's sake. But what is the Torah? They have to understand, if it's totally for the Torah's sake, what is Torah? And that's what we defined last time. Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you're doing it for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all different ways of saying the same thing. Be'emes, in its depth, it's all really different ways of saying the same thing. People can argue it. I would claim that it's all different ways of saying the same thing. Tov. V'ine. Ba'azarot ha'rabot ala kedusha anu mutzim b'siyumam ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Okay, ani Hashem Elokechem. In many of these warnings that we're told to be kadosh, the many, many different times that we're told to be kadosh, we find at the conclusion of the command to be kadosh a phrase like ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Be kadoshim ti. That's the end of the first pasuk of Parshat Kadoshim. Kadoshim ti you. Why? Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Because I, your God, am kadosh. Or phrases like ki ani Hashem Elokechem. Because I am Hashem, your God. So what does it mean that that's the conclusion of that phrase? Kemo Parshat Shmini Shneemar be pam echad. Ki ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem your God. Vit kadashtem, vitem kidoshim, sanctify yourselves and you will be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. ובכל המקומות, בכל המקומות, בפרשה קדושים, שכל אחד מהם כנגד עניין מיוחד, and every single place in Parsha Kedoshim, where each one of the times where it talks about Kedusha is its own unique concept, Ne'amar l'achar kol tzivoy, each time it commands us to be Kadosh, Ki Kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem, O ki ani Hashem Elokechem. It adds this, because I, Hashem, your God, am Kadosh, or because I am Hashem, your God. U'mashma, shezeu atam l'kedoshim tiyu. This is the reason for Kedoshim tiyu. This is why we're supposed to be Kadosh. V'ayinam azeh, what does that mean? Alpima de'ita besvarma Kedoshim. Ki tachlit ha-Torah, the whole goal of the Torah. V'tachlit avodas Hashem, and the whole goal of avodas Hashem. He she'yihudi Yagia Lidvekut Basha Mimbrach. This is everything that we've been saying. That the goal of Torah and Mitzvot, it's all that we should be davok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kol HaTaryag Mitzvot, all of the 613 Mitzvot, Hem HaTaryag Itin, there are 613 ways, the paths, Kilshon HaZohar HaKadosh, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, there are 613 paths, La'agia L'kiyum Mitzvot Avot Tibach, meaning Kilu, even though connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avot Tibach, is a mitzvah in and of itself, says the Zohar, all of the other 612 Mitzvot are all just means to getting to the singular center mitzvah of uvoted back. It's all just different ways to get to me. The Torah is 613 ways to love me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how. 613 ways to love me. To show that you care about me. And to learn what makes me happy. To learn how to connect me. To understand me in the way that a finite being can understand God. That's what the whole Torah and Mitzvot are. V'zeu be'or kol ha'psukim shenemru al kedusha. This is the explanation of all the psukim about kedusha. Kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I Hashem Elokim, I Hashem your God am kadosh. K'she'ata kedoshim atem sheli, when you're kadosh, then you will be to me. Ki inyan ha'dvekut b'Hashem, the idea of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taloi be'ikar midat shel kedusha, it's all dependent on this midah of kedusha. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I Hashem your God am kadosh. Ve'inchem yecholim lidabek bi, you cannot cling to me. Ela imkein atem k'tit kadosh uvitim kedushim. You can only cling to me if you make yourself kadosh. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only accepts absolutes in that way. Meaning, kilu, that's not to say that when a person is working step by step by step to truly earn getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every step counts. Right? It's not black and white in that way. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is, what the Nesivos Shalom is saying is that even if there are elements of myself that are selfish right now, if my whole goal, if my whole tachlit, if my whole kivun in life is to peel away those layers of ra, is to peel away those layers of selfishness, if that's my goal, then my whole being really is focused just on God. Even if there are times that I make mistakes, even if there are times that I'm chote, lachti literally means to miss the mark. Even if there are times when my intent goes in the wrong direction and I try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm chote and I miss the mark and it's not, and it doesn't end up being Avodas Hashem. Even if there are times that I'm chote, my whole kivun is to just be close to you. That's the goal. That's what real Kedusha is. It's just me and you, God. That's it. There's nothing else. There's just me and you. And really, in my mind, there's just you. There's just you. That's my whole focus. And even though right now I'm working on beating my Yetzer Hara, and my Yetzer Hara controls me in certain areas, but no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that this is not what you want me to do, and know that I want to get past this because I want to dedicate everything to you. That's golden. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When a husband and a wife get into a fight, Chas V'Shalom, when there's not Shalom Bayis, right? Sometimes to clear up the air so quickly, usually, hopefully in a marriage, and most of the time in good healthy Jewish marriages, there are fights, but they're also not intentional. But in a healthy marriage, there are fights. And what happens? When you sit down finally, and everybody's calm, and you say to your sister, and I say to my wife, no, you don't understand. My whole kivu, I really was just doing this because I thought that that was what you wanted and I was trying to make you happy. The whole world changes. It doesn't change what I did. It doesn't change that I made a mistake. It doesn't change the fact that I need to do tshuva all the time. It doesn't change the fact that there's something wrong. But the whole nature of the conversation changes when there's a recognition by both parties that I missed the mark. I was chote. But I was aiming to serve you. I was aiming to connect to you. So when you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm making mistakes, then I know that. But two things. One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my goal is to just get to you and to be all for you. And two is, help me do that. Help me understand why. Help me understand how. Help, give me strength to... HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. 3 times a day, or 2 times a day, or 1 time a day, whatever your Avodas Hashem is, I'm coming to you in tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm coming to you with a laundry list of things. Why am I coming to you with a laundry list of things? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm coming to you with a list of things, and I'm coming to you 3 times a day to meditate on, trying to transform my selfish reality into selflessness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please keep me healthy so I have the koach to serve you. Give me physical means, give me money, give me sustenance so I have the physical capacities to serve you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me chachma so I can serve you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring ge'ula so I can serve you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me koach to be able to ask you that when I ask you for money, it shouldn't just be for now to serve my selfish means, but also that I should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me have kavana that I can, I'm asking you while I'm davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me have kavana to be mechavin in this bracha, to also have money to give to tzedakah and to serve you, to also be mefarnish the world, to also to be able to buy beautiful things for mitzvot, to be able to say zeke liva anvehu. That's the whole goal. Is that when we're sitting there and while reading a laundry list of things in Shemon Esrei, we're trying to transform a selfish reality into a selfless reality. We're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim when we're davening. We're trying to say all of these things that seem to be for me are really for you. That's the goal. That's what makes us kadosh. That's the whole goal of the Torah. That's the whole goal of mitzvot. That's the whole goal of everything, is to get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only way to get there is Torah mitzvot. But if we leave it alone and it doesn't take us there, we've missed the mark. We've missed the mark. Should I do one more paragraph?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a question?
No.
Done? Okay. Uv makom acher, another place. Hevianu mashkatuv. The Sefer Shomer Amunim HaKadmon, we brought, which is said in the Sefer Shomer Amunim HaKadmon, B'nogea l'oskim b'Torah HaNistar, for those who engage in Torah HaNistar, in Torah, later on at a certain level in Chassidut, Shlo Yamushu Mipihem Trei Kra'e Dichtivin b'Torah Pasuk V'asita Yashar V'atov B'nei Hashem Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu. So it says, Lo Yamushu Mipihem. They should not leave the mouths of the Jews. Yamushu is in plural. What are the two things that should not be out of the mouth of a Jew? The psukim of Trei Kara'i, these two psukim, which are written in the Torah. The pasuk of Va'asita Hayashar Va'atov Be'inei Hashem. He's saying, this is not me now, this is, I let him say it, one of the most beautiful and deep psukim in all of the Torah. Bezrat Hashem, at some point, in some context, when we learn Sefer Devarim and Parshat Ekev, we can talk about what Vasita Yashar V'atov B'nei Hashem is really about. It's mamish, the ikar of the whole Torah. Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu is the other ikar of the Torah, he says. Shelachar kol taryag mitzvot, that after all taryag mitzvos, ha-ne'emru b'Torah, they're said in the Torah, ne'emru od bet psukim, there are two more psukim elu, ha-kolelim inanim shelo tzivta aliham ha-Torah b'firush, that they include everything that's not said explicitly in the Torah. Va'asita yashar b'atov b'nei Hashem hu b'inanim shebin adam ha-chaviro. Doing asita yashar b'nei Hashem is b'in adam ha-chaviro. And there are Gemaras and Rashis, and again, this is not the time to go into to support this. The concept of making sure to sell your field to your neighbor before you try to sell it to somebody else, and being lifnei mishurat hadin, Rashi quotes, is all because of this din of Vasita Yashar V'atov. There's a lot of proofs to this throughout Chazal, but what he's saying is Vasita Yashar V'atov B'nei Hashem means that you're doing what is straight and right in the eyes of God. Means there are ways which you can be yotzei mitzad hadin beranam lechaviro. Then there are ways which we go lifnei mishurat hadin, where you're meant to go above and beyond beranam lechaviro. You don't just fulfill your basic amount of what to do. You go above and beyond. You go above and beyond for your fellow Jew. You go above and beyond for your... Vasita Yashar V'atov, don't just do the mitzvot. Don't just do the mitzvot. Also, when you're given an opportunity where a mitzvah doesn't require you to do something good for your friend, if you're really a Jew, if you've really internalized Torah and mitzvot, says God, says Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jewish people in the end of Parshas Ekev, if you're truly a Jew and you've internalized everything we've said up until Parshas Ekev, that if you see a Jew and you have the opportunity to do something nice for a Jew that goes above and beyond, you won't pass up that opportunity. Because that's the whole point of what Torah and Mitzvot is here for, is to make you a more selfless person. It's to make you a person who's looking for opportunities to give both to your fellow Jew and to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vasita Yeshar V'atov is Beinat Al-Machaviru. See, Nahig Bazel Ifnim Mishurat Adin, that you act beyond the letter of the law. Afilu Bidvarim She'en Alem Sivuyim Mifurashim, even if there's not an explicit command. Ukidoshim to you, and then the mitzvah of kidoshim to you, tahainu kadeshas machab mutar, to be mekadesh ourselves even within those realms which are mutar to us. Shid kadesh gam beinyanim shalon esru b'Torah, to mekadesh ourselves even in those things which the Torah didn't make usser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make usser eating the food once it's kosher, we said the bracha. How do I mekadesh my eating beyond that? That's kadesh machab mutar lecha. That's kidoshim to you, kidosh ni Hashem Elokechem. Ubet advarim, these two things. Shiudia rotzeli talot l'madrigag vohab avodat Hashem dahainu liot tavuk b'Hashem, that a person wants to raise themselves up to higher levels in avodat Hashem, meaning to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alav le'echoz bevet inyanim elu, he should grab on with all of his or her might and strength to these two things. Hamivim liyudi liot tavuk b'Hashem, these bring a person to be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inyan v'asita yoshev atov b'nei Hashem k'mo shamru Chazal, the idea of v'asita yoshev atov b'nei Hashem is like Chazal say, kol shiruach Briot noche himenu, ruach hamakom noche himenu. When a person's putting before them, when a person is acceptable and people love that person and the whole world is looking at that person like they're a great person because they're constantly giving, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at him with favor also. Shelech or Masha Echut Bein Zeh L'Zeh, what does what have to do with the other? If a person kol ruchat kol shiruach habriot noche himenu, what does it do with ruach hamakom noche himenu? So what's the connection? Well, how does that reach that high level that the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is finding pleasure with him? Because other people are finding favor with him. Because if people are finding favor with that person, it's because they're living Vasita Yashar V'atov. When you think of what a good person is definitionally, when you think in your mind of like, wow, who do I think is like, that person is he's an amazing person, she's an amazing person. Immediately you think of people who are good people, who give, who do, who are looking, they're balat chesed, they're constantly doing all these things. That's what pops into our minds. We're hardwired to understand that a person who goes to the Pnimi Shirat Adin is a good person. It's a person who's really living Torah and mitzvos. Why? Because they're going above and beyond the Torah and the mitzvos. Because they're not being limited by the Torah and the mitzvos. Because they're not just looking about how to fulfill the baseline of what we're trying to accomplish in living Torah and mitzvos. Because they're people who are living Torah. They're living godliness. So we'll try to finish up by 6 since they're on time.
Sorry, I have class.
No, it's fine. I'm saying, but don't keep coming, but don't.
Okay.
It's totally fine to leave on time.
Thank you.
Don't let that keep you from coming. Magia liyot zavuk b'Hashem. This allows a person to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sezeu perush ruach hamakom noche hemenu. That means that the spirit of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is finding favor with him. Ki a Kadosh Baruch Hu makor yashar v'atov. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all that is straight and all that is good. Umi shelakoy bazeh shein ruach habriyot noche hemenu. That a person who's stricken with the fact that people don't like them, that people are always upset with them, and then liyachol liyot zavuk b'Hashem, they can't be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu because they're not living a selfless life. Even if they're doing all of the Torah and Mitzvot, they're living a selfish life. They're serving God for their own benefit. Because if you don't understand the whole purpose of the Torah, and the whole purpose of all of the Mitzvot is to bring you to selflessness, is to bring you to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to your fellow man, and to the godliness that's within each and every one of your fellow man, you're missing the whole point. You're missing the whole point. The whole point is to be selfless and to give. Through the Mitzvot, and then beyond the Mitzvot. In that order. Through the Mitzvot, and then beyond the Mitzvot. V'chein mitzvah kedoshim to you mivi'ah yudi levegut b'Hashem, and the mitzvah kedoshim to you brings a person to be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gadosh ani Hashem Elokechem, because I Hashem your God am kadosh kamor v'lachein rak al yidezeh shekedoshim to you, only through the fact that we are kadosh tagiu liyot dvekim b'Hashem yibrach, only through that can we be davuk to Hashem. V'zeu ma shekatuv hashomer amunim sharotzeh liyitalot b'darchei Hashem yikayim b'peskim elu, that one who wants to be shomer amunim. Excuse me, that's what the Shomer Amunim says, that's the name of the Sefer. That a person who wants to raise themselves up in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's through these two psukim. Shneemru omnam legabei inyanim she'ein alehem sivuim mifurashim. Because they're said about the things which aren't mifurash. It's about the unspoken word. It's about the spirit of the law, not just the letter of the law. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote and gave to you. It's what he's whispering in your ear. And if you're not hearing what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is whispering in your ear in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you're not going to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's what a Kodesh HaKadoshim is whispering to you, is that the whole about what the Torah is meant to be. It's that closeness that we're having to Torah and Mitzvot. It's that intimacy of Torah and Mitzvot, which is that you're just meant to give. Aval klulim b'hem harbe inanim. There's the whole Torah, the whole essence of what we're doing is all in those pesukim. והכלל בזה, והכלל בכל זה, הוא כמו דכתיב, היטב בעיני השם. What's kolel in all of this is from the pasuk from Parshat Shmini is Hayitav b'nei Hashem, an unbelievable discussion between Moshe and Aaron, also for another time. Hayitav b'nei Hashem, is this really what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants? Shebechol peula sheoseh yishkol Hayitav b'nei Hashem, that in every single act that a person takes, they need to weigh out: is this really what God wants? Is this really what God wants? Sheyudi harotzeh lahagia liyot zavuk b'Hashem, that a Jew who truly wants to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, alav lishkol at kol ma'asav u'pilotav hayitavu b'nei Hashem. A person needs to weigh out every single action that he or she takes to see, is this really what God wants? V'alyidei midah zo, and through this midah shel kedusha of kedusha magia yehudi levikut Hashem. This is what will truly bring a Jew to a level of dekut b'Hashem. Kesheatem kedoshim atem sheli. When you're really kadosh, you'll be to me. Rashat Hashem, we should all be zochet to be able to be more kadosh in our lives, to truly be able to be li, to be for a kadosh baruch hu, to be to a kadosh baruch hu, to be connected to a kadosh baruch hu by living kedusha, by living kedoshim kedoshim Hashem lekachem, by living v'ashita yeshavat v'nei Hashem, by getting peeling past our layers of selfishness, living a reality of selflessness, and giving on every layer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to our fellow man, and to the godliness within the Bezrat Hashem. Mm-hmm.